Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
We read in John 8:27, they did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Religious people in Jesus' day found the concept of the fatherhood of God hard to grasp. Lord, King, Judge, they understood, but not Father. Their Old Testament scriptures barely spoke half a dozen times of God as Father, whereas the New Testament mentions it hundreds of times. Jesus himself said, "No one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." The truth is, until Jesus revealed the Father, God remained a mystery to them. And many of us still don't comprehend his fatherhood and the rich blessings we have in him. Father, God's all-inclusive name, incorporates everything you'll ever need and discloses exactly how he feels about you. He exemplifies every trait of the best father imaginable. Whatever a loving father would do for his needy child, your heavenly Father will do for you, and then some. Once we recognize God as our Father, our fears dissolve as we start to realize that all our needs will be met. Jesus said, "It gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom." It makes God happy to give you the resources of his kingdom. Why? Because he loves you as much as he loves Jesus. In John 17:23, Jesus prayed, "You'd know with confidence that your heavenly Father loves you in the same way that he loves Jesus himself." So treat God as your Father and start acting like his child and enjoying the benefits of family membership. That's Understanding Our Heavenly Father, Part 1 from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.